66 million years ago, something the size of Manhattan slammed into Earth at 20 kilometers per second, 700 times faster than highway traffic. The impact released energy equivalent to a billion Hiroshima bombs. Within hours, tsunamis ravaged coastlines, wildfires consumed continents, and superheated debris rained from the sky, cooking the planet's surface. The dinosaurs, rulers of Earth for 180 million years, were gone. But here's the twist. What if their extinction wasn't random cosmic bad luck? What if invisible matter lurking in our galaxy's shadows orchestrated this catastrophe? This is the audacious premise connecting particle physics, paleontology, and cosmology in a story that spans from subatomic particles to galactic structures, from the universe's first moments to the asteroid that changed everything. Right now, billions of dark matter particles are streaming through your body. You don't feel them because they pass through ordinary matter like ghosts through walls. This isn't science fiction. It's the strange reality of our universe. Dark matter makes up 85% of all matter, yet it's completely invisible because it doesn't interact with light or any electromagnetic force. Our senses evolved to detect electromagnetic interactions, so dark matter exists in a parallel reality we can never directly perceive. Think of it this way. We miss obvious things constantly. Your brain filters out the pressure of air on your skin, the blind spot in each eye, even the bacteria outnumbering your own cells in your body. Dark matter takes this invisibility to an extreme. It's not dark like a black hole that absorbs light. It's transparent, letting light pass through unchanged. The name is misleading. Transparent matter would be more accurate. Without dark matter's gravitational pull, galaxies wouldn't have formed quickly enough for stars, planets, and life to emerge. How do you prove something exists when you can't see it? By watching what it does. In 1933, Fritz Zwicky noticed galaxies in the Coma Cluster moved so fast they should have flown apart, unless 400 times more mass than visible was holding them together. He called it Dunkel Materia. Nobody believed him for 40 years. Then Vera Rubin measured how stars orbit in galaxies and found something impossible. Stars at a galaxy's edge move just as fast as those near the center. Imagine a merry-go-round where outer horses spin at the same speed as inner ones. Physics says that can't happen unless invisible mass extends far beyond the visible galaxy. The most dramatic evidence came from the Bullet Cluster, two galaxy clusters that collided like cosmic freight trains. The hot gas crashed together and stuck in the middle, but dark matter passed right through like two swarms of bees. Gravitational lensing revealed dark matter's location. Bulging shapes at the cluster's periphery completely separated from ordinary matter trapped at the collision site. This cosmic car crash proved dark matter isn't just mathematics. It's real, physical, and behaves exactly as predicted. The universe began with inflation, an explosive expansion, multiplying space by a trillion trillion times in roughly 10 to the minus 36 seconds. The entire observable universe was once smaller than a proton, explaining why the universe is so flat, uniform, and matter-rich. After inflation, the universe was a trillion trillion degree fireball that cooled as space expanded. About 380,000 years later, electrons combined with nuclei to form neutral atoms, recombination, releasing trapped photons that created the cosmic microwave background radiation we detect today at 2.73 degrees above absolute zero. Dark matter proved crucial for structure formation. Unlike ordinary matter, which interacts electromagnetically with radiation, dark matter doesn't, allowing it to clump together through gravity much earlier, forming invisible halos where ordinary matter could later cool and fragment into stars. Structure follows a rich-get-richer pattern. Denser regions attract more matter through gravity, becoming denser still, while under-dense regions expand faster, pushing matter toward their boundaries. When expanding voids meet, they create sheets of concentrated matter. Where sheets intersect, they form filaments. Where filaments cross, they create nodes, the densest regions where galaxies form. The Milky Way spans 130,000 light years as a disk, just 2,000 light years thick, flatter than a DVD, with a 4 million solar mass black hole at its center. This visible disk floats inside something far larger, a spherical dark matter halo 650,000 light years wide, containing roughly a trillion solar masses, holding our galaxy together gravitationally. Why does ordinary matter form a disk while dark matter remains spherical? Ordinary matter radiates energy through electromagnetic interactions, cooling and contracting, like conserving angular momentum, like an ice skater spinning faster when pulling in their arms. This rotation prevents collapse in one direction, forming a disk. Dark matter can't radiate electromagnetically, so it remains diffuse and spherical. At the solar system's edge, a trillion icy objects drift in the Oort cloud, extending from 1,000 to beyond 50,000 times Earth's distance from the sun. These frozen planetesimals contain water ice, rocky dust, volatiles, and organic compounds, even amino acids. When approaching the sun, volatiles vaporize, creating glowing comas and spectacular tails millions of kilometers long. Walter Alvarez was studying pink limestone cliffs in Italy when he noticed something strange, a thin clay layer marking a sharp boundary. Below it, the rock teemed with foraminifera fossils. Above it, only the smallest species remained. This boundary, visible worldwide, marks precisely 66 million years ago, when dinosaurs vanished. To measure how long the clay took to form, Walter and his physicist father, Luis, analyzed its iridium content. They expected steady low levels from cosmic dust. Instead, they found iridium levels 30 to 160 times normal. Only a massive meteoroid 10 to 15 kilometers across could explain this. The object struck at 20 kilometers per second, releasing energy equivalent to 100 trillion tons of TNT. Extreme winds, tsunamis, and Earth's largest earthquake devastated the planet. Trillions of tons of superheated material ejected into the atmosphere before raining back down, igniting global wildfires. Atmospheric sulfur triggered extreme heating, then prolonged cooling as sunlight was blocked for years. Three quarters of all species, including every non-avian dinosaur, perished. Scientists discovered extinctions and impact craters follow a 26 to 32 million year cycle. What periodically disturbs comets and sends them earthward? Early hypotheses, a nemesis companion star or Planet X, failed. Scientists then examined our galactic motion. We don't orbit the galactic center in a flat plane. We oscillate up and down like a carousel horse, crossing the galactic disk periodically. But conventional models posed a problem. The oscillation period was too long, about 70 million years, and density variations too smooth to trigger periodic comet showers. Enter the dark matter disk hypothesis. If some dark matter could interact through its own dark photons, it might collapse into a disk, one dramatically thinner than the ordinary disk, perhaps 100 times narrower. As our solar system oscillates vertically, it passes through this dense, dark disk every 30-35 million years, creating intense gravitational tides that dislodge Oort cloud objects and send them hurtling toward Earth. This hypothesis matches the crater record's timing perfectly, with tidal forces during each crossing lasting about a million years, long enough to trigger comet showers, but brief enough to create distinct periodic events. Calculations revealed a dark disk with surface density 1/6 of the ordinary disk perfectly matched observations. Statistical analysis favored this model by a factor of 3. With a 32 million year period, a comet dislodged during a disk crossing could have struck Earth 66 million years ago, ending the dinosaur's reign. Independent research found climate variations with the same periodicity throughout 500 million years, striking evidence for the dark disk. From the dinosaur's perspective, dark matter was catastrophic. From ours, it cleared ecological space for mammals and eventually humans to flourish. We exist because of a remarkable chain. Dark matter shaped cosmic structure, enabled galaxy formation, possibly triggered periodic comet showers, and may have sent the impactor that ended the Cretaceous period. We are the universe's way of understanding itself, conscious matter contemplating the invisible scaffolding that made consciousness possible. Recognizing how precarious our existence is should inspire both wonder and the wisdom to preserve it.